for unwanted things and try to draw attention to it, you see. And so we think what you're coming to, every now and again, someone will talk about being an interpreter for animals, for example. And they will give us long, detailed conversations that they're getting from this dog or this cat and about its troubling relationships that it has with the people that it lives with. And we always tease them, but we mean it when we say, that's funny, all your cat ever says to us is, isn't life good? In other words, we never get that kind of detailed nitty-gritty. And in a similar way, what in your diligent deciphering of your mental map and in your determination to dissect what is non-physical and translate it back in physical terms, and yet every time you have a meditation that takes you right there, there's a sort of simple language that begins to flow through you that you can describe accurately, really, with only a few words like love and joy and appreciation. In other words, you just can't go into the detail of it because it's not something that can be articulated or something that can be agreed upon by masses. It is something that you're tuning yourself to because it is the true nature of your being. That's why our friend naps. He can nap into that alignment of that true nature of your being, you see.
Yes.
So now, are you feeling a little bit of desire to work a little less hard at this mental mapping?
Yes, I'm feeling just more allowing. Just allowing me to be how I am and letting others be without so much desire to want to haul them up, because it's great and it relates to the ice cream.
And because you can offer the most brilliant answer,
yes,
in the universe, and if they're not in the vibrational vicinity of it, they can't hear it and won't like it.
Yes.
So it's really about you're tuning yourself to you, isn't it? And living,
yes,
happily ever after.
Yes.
And does that feel selfish? To some it does.
In other words, appropriately selfish.
And then what do you think that someone like you, who tunes yourself to that high frequency vibration, who displays clarity and well-being and joy, what do you think you then offer to the world?
Attractive example.
And do you think everybody in the world has access to your attractive example?
No.
And does it matter?
No.
And do you owe it to them to make your example less attractive in order to hook up with them?
No.
So this is what it feels to us that you're coming to know. You are an uplifter to the very core of your being. And it's a little bit surprising to many of you. In other words, you tap into what you consider to be source energy. And then you sort of want there to be answers to all of the problems and solutions to all of the problems. And then you discover that they're not really forthcoming. Once you hook up with God, God doesn't put you on a quest to clean up a world, because that which is source does not see the world as broken,
yes,
you see. And we know it takes a little adjusting to realize that you had it all the day you were born. You just deviated from it a little bit, but it's a nice homecoming, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Something more?
In an infinite universe, I haven't got a clue, but it cannot be the top. So does it just go on expanding?
It does. And so what expands is your desire for expansion.
Okay.
What expands are your desires, and you're really going to like this. What also expands is your capacity to enjoy the expansion.
Thank you.
Are there any words that could describe that? It went right past all the words, didn't it?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so grateful to you, to Esther, to Jerry. Thank you for the gifts. I look forward to them every day. They're just awesome.
Well, you've got them all now, so.
And I appreciate everyone.
Don't hold your breath anymore.
I wrote a children's book about gratitude and appreciation. The illustration is superb and just wonderful.